Subsistence sockeye fishing opened on the Stikine River near Wrangell in late June. The forecast for the run was above average, but the U.S. Forest Service says fishing is off to a slower start this season. KFSK's Hannah Weaver has more.
The state forecasted a very healthy run of sockeye salmon in the Stikine River this season. They projected around 176,000 sockeye, which is about 45% more than average. Although state biologists track the run, the Forest Service manages the subsistence fishery in the river. Ashley Bulwark is a subsistence biologist for the federal agency. She says the forecast signaled that they were good to open up the river to subsistence fishing.
So that's a great sign and means we definitely can have a healthy fishery, especially because this fishery is subsistence focused.
Bulwark says she's issued 93 permits so far this season, all to Wrangell and Petersburg residents. Part of her job means calling up those fishermen each week. This helps her keep track of roughly how many salmon have been caught. She says so far this season, fewer sockeye have been harvested in the Stikine fishery than in past years.
Based on these phone and online surveys that we're running, it's always a little challenging to like exactly hit the nail on the head with our surveys, but it does seem like the fishing has been a bit slower this year, at least at this point in the season.
She says that's likely because of weather conditions. There's been a lot of rain this season, record-breaking levels in May, and that means the river is higher. And when a river is high,
it's hard to catch the fish.
That's Ted Hasbrook. He's a longtime Petersburg resident. He grew up subsistence fishing and hunting with his family, so he knows the drill, even when the waters are higher.
Fish are there, but it's harder to catch them because the currents in the back eddy is so swift that you know, it'll push your net, it'll collapse your net onto the beach, and, you know, the anchor won't hold. And there's lots of sticks and debris in the water that you're catching.
But when Hasbrook went out earlier this month, the river's water levels had dropped after a break from the rain.
I've been able to navigate it every year, but every year is a little different. There's been years where we've had to take 3 days of setting the net just to get our limit. This year was good.
Hasbrook drove his boat upriver for about an hour until he got to a cabin. He set his net at noon, then checked it in the evening, and he had 16 sockeye. When he checked back the next morning, he had 26, plus
4 chum and 1 humpy and 1 king salmon. So that was my catch for the year 2025. I'm done.
You're set.
Yeah, I'm done. I don't need to go get salmon anymore. I just need to maybe get a little bit of halibut and go set my crab pot and get some crab, and that'll come.
Sockeye season on the Stikine ends July 31st, but Hasbrook says fishing's best right now. In Petersburg, I'm Hannah Weaver.